free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. Tonight in the studio, it's Julia,
Michelle,
and Puke.
And there's lots for you at freetalklive.com. If you'd like to find out ways that you can promote the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com to find out more. So, Michelle, we have waiting on this story that you told us about. It is a woman shot for speaking out against the Taliban. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, I guess she's a woman. She's 14 years old. And she has been...
That's pretty young.
Yeah.
Physically you may be a woman. Some people may not. That's when you're becoming a woman.
I would say a teenager
or a young lady.
Yeah.
You know, she 3 years ago when the Taliban came to her neighborhood in Afghanistan and started shutting down schools that allowed girls' schools as well as bombing schools that allowed girls in them. She started a blog that was an anonymous blog for the BBC in her native tongue of Urdu. And
that's pretty innovative for a young person.
Her father encouraged her. He's a poet as well as owns a school and is... Yes, and so he's a bit of an activist, but yes, so he definitely encouraged her.
Because I understand that there's obviously a big culture difference. I can't really imagine many 14-year-olds starting any sort of blog unless it was like a Tumblr where they were just posting pictures of their friends or something. I can't imagine if most 14-year-olds in America would have the any sort of reason to or incentive or drive to do something like this. That's notable.
You grow up pretty fast, I think, when you're living in Afghanistan and there's wars constantly.
I don't even know
if
it was grow up fast when you're not watching 6 hours of television and spending another 3 hours on Facebook. It's amazing how much time you have to get out of things done.
More important stuff out there. I definitely have the problem of getting suckered into Netflix and then, you know, it's just like, oh, I can just watch one episode after the other of, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but you do stuff. I mean, Michelle's talking about teenagers who've never...
No.
You work.
What? That's just a lie. I get my money from stealing from the TSA.
Oh, great.
But I guess I do have a full-time job, but it's like...
So this young woman, Malala Yousafzai? Yousafzai.
Close enough.
Yes, thank you. She was on her way home from school on Tuesday, and a masked gunman approached her and... asked her name, and she told him, and he shot twice, shot her in the head once and in the neck. Another, a teacher and another student were injured as well, and she was helivacked out of there and, has received the surgery she needed and things, and she's in serious condition, but it's no longer critical.
So she survived.
Yeah, she survived, and supposedly the Taliban have vowed that she... If she survives this, that they will in fact kill her. And so there are all kinds of things being said on both sides about this young woman who, as you said, it's notable that she has done this and she's done it for three years.
She's a very young woman.
Yes. And
she started at 11?
11. Yeah, she is quite remarkable. And she wanted to be a doctor, but now she's thinking of entering, wants to get involved in politics and what have you. She is being heralded as and championed as kind of the poster child for today's international event, which in case some of you don't know, it is the International Day of the Girl.
On Facebook today were talking about how it's National Coming Out Day.
There's too many national days of this.
So she's being held up as an example of
a girl.
Of a girl and so on one hand we've got a young woman who it doesn't matter to me that it's a woman or a man. The fact that she's so young is really what is so interesting to me. Now sure she is there under the Taliban and their regime, which is anti-Western, definitely. Now, the funny thing, though, that in all the articles that I read about this, because I was trying to find the one that best encapsulated it all, the comments about the Taliban, none of them included the fact that the United States trained the Taliban in the 70s in order to fight against the
Russians.
Soviets. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, the Soviets. The evil Soviets.
Right. So here the U.S. is, you know, so why isn't the United States government being held accountable by these people for having a regime in power that, you know.
Has the United States government been held accountable for any of the things that they've been responsible for all across the world?
Well, like all the banana republics in South America.
Right.
The CIA, you know, implanted dictators and stuff. Nobody's ever answered for that. Obviously.
Right. But this is like happening now when we've got such access to the
information.
Web and information and things like that. You know, I just thought it was interesting that out of the 10 or so articles that I perused, not one made mention
that
the Taliban are in power.
I mean,
because the United States.
The major media folk, they're never going to talk about anything. They're not really going to get down into the nitty-gritty. It's like they're all just scared to death of offending anybody the least bit and possibly losing sponsors.
And lazy or, and
that's a combination of both. Like they, you know, the reason that like media companies here in the States, they don't ever talk about anything really controversial because they might lose sponsors or they might, you know, offend a group or something. So all they ever talk about is celebrity gossip or, you know,
I
the weather.
That.
And it's all nonsensical, soft garbage.
Well, the news stations, too, are really entertainment stations. People don't watch the news really to get news. They watch it to be entertained.
Absolutely.
And so they really only read stories that are entertaining.
Sensational,
I mean, they don't,
yeah.
Exactly. The celebrity thing drives me nuts.
Absolutely.
Who cares about that? I mean, people do.
It's sad.
Are you
yeah,
somebody
care
who cares about...
Stewart and Robert Pattinson might be getting back together in time for the Twilight Breaking Dawn
I don't even
part
know
two.
Who that
yeah,
is.
I don't either. I don't
are you somebody who cares about celebrities? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE.
Better yet, just kill yourself.
Well, I remember one time I was in like a Dunkin' Donuts or something, and I was getting a bagel or something. This was a while back, but there was the news on the TV was, because I don't have television in that manner. I have the internet.
Exactly.
So I don't have regular TV.
I get to choose what I want to watch, yeah.
And so I don't really see the news, but it was on the TV at Dunkin' Donuts, and the headline was that Obama went somewhere and was eating a hot dog with the civilians. And I just thought, like,
Amazing. Really?
Out of everything that's going on in the world, this is what is important to talk about?
Well, I don't know that you remember, but when Bill Clinton was first elected, it was almost like a Ustream, a constant barrage of his daily jogging outings. Where he would go into McDonald's, so you'd have him with the Secret Service jogging to McDonald's and watch him go in and get his chicken McNuggets and eat French fries. And it was like, you know, I like my French fries and my chicken McNuggets.
It's so weird. Yeah.
Ian Collins,
you know,
he's one of the people, and people loved that. And they loved knowing that he was just like them, ordinary.
Yeah. Ian calls it Hollywood for ugly people, the politics. Which is funny because it's very accurate. I mean, people latch on to personalities, political personalities, as if they're someone special.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre to me.
Did you guys know that the wars are over? I had a coworker discuss recently something, this and that and the other, but I overheard him and he said something about, like, well, you know, the wars are over. And I had to interrupt him. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, all the troops are out of Iraq, right? And like, that's the typical American that pays more attention to sports than anything. And they think, you know, somewhere like probably in the back, you know, they weren't really paying attention, but they heard something about the war's over on CNN. And so they just assume, yeah, no more war. American war's over.
So they can regurgitate.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But they're just so tuned out. But, you know, I mean, this guy knows everything about, like, what's going on with the Red Sox. He can regurgitate everything sports related. But, you know, I mean, I don't usually get pissed off at stuff like that. But I'd like, as somebody who's in the military and has friends that are still in the military overseas, I'm like, dude, no, don't say that. That's BS. You know, you need to check yourself there when you're talking about them. Because there's plenty of people still dying in Afghanistan, Americans and otherwise.
How do you feel about this? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. More when you come back. Free Talk Live.
It's adjustment. me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. If so, be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the show where you can take control, talk about anything you like, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. And tonight, Julia is here with you.
Michelle.
Puke.
And we have been talking about...
You say it like it's a directive or something. I feel like I should say, okay.
Puke.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
Well, it's funny because I've known you for a long time, Puke, so it comes very naturally for me to call you Puke without even thinking about what it means. And the same way that we went somewhere recently where I had to introduce you to a number of my friends. And it was funny, like, his name's Puke. I don't know why it's Puke. It just is, and he's cool, so whatever.
Is that how you introduced
him? Yeah, that's how I introduced you.
That's fun. That's why I like the nickname, because of things like that. But, I mean, do you know what James means?
No.
It means usurper, someone who takes over by force. But nobody knows that because it's fucking, you know, it's James. I mumbled something there. That's very hard not to. I don't know. It's just my nickname.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So
anyway.
Hey, what were we talking about?
We are here. Michelle was talking briefly about a woman who was shot, a 14-year-old girl, not even, to me that's a young lady.
Right. Teenager.
Shot in the neck.
Head and neck, and she's had
Assassination attempt.
Yeah, both bullets were successfully removed, and she lives in Afghanistan, where she wants to be going to school without the threat of violence against her. And, you know, I think that, like I was saying, I think that the United States government, which many of you out there are paying for, are responsible for these sorts of atrocities, even if, you know, secondhand, because the U.S. is responsible for putting the Taliban in power from the get-go.
How do you sleep at night? Is there anybody out there that thinks that this is okay? 855-453?
No.
Sadly. It's just awful. I hate hearing about it because it's so awful.
It's very depressing.
But I feel bad ignoring it at the same time. I mean, the best thing you can really do is talk about it, but it's just so horrible.
Well, the other thing, too, is that it's we're so far detached from it. Like, this will never affect our lives directly.
I guess I have a friend from Pakistan, and my children's family is Arab, so I keep up with Arab and Middle Eastern news more than other people that I know of. Yeah.
I guess that kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, you feel more of a connection that way.
Yeah. But I also find it really interesting that to do comparative studies on the youth, because I am so concerned about the level of education. And I'm not talking about degrees. I'm talking about actual being able to read, write, do arithmetic, and reason.
In America, you're talking
about. Yes, I'm very concerned.
Yes, I am equally concerned.
Yeah. And so when I see these, it's kind of hopeful to me that, okay, although the United States is being, the students here are being dumbed down to nothing, there are really bright, shiny, exciting, you know, youth, other places that are engaged and educating themselves and being activists and what have you.
I don't think it's fair to say that all kids in America are like that. But I see what
just
you're saying.
Most.
I
Wait
think
until
that
you're a mother of a teenager and you see it. It's like it's
well, you know, I had a job the day I turned 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest problems is that the work laws get more and more restrictive. And so, really, you're better off getting a job than you are in school. You're much more likely to learn valuable life skills in a workplace working with adults than you are in school hanging out with a bunch of jerks that, you know, you're forced to hang out with.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the teachers just need more money. More money for the schools.
I think that people are different. Like you say, you can't generalize about a whole demographic in the United States. However, given that unless you're homeschooled, and even many homeschoolers, if they register with the state, are under this umbrella of the Department of Education, who is an agency in Washington, D.C. that sets the standards for all, 100 million students or however many students there are in the U.S. So, those standards are made to be lower and lower, although the requirement and hope for standardized testing is that they want the test scores to be higher and higher and higher. But the ability, so test scores have, until the last 2 years, have been getting higher. However, the rate of illiteracy is also getting higher.
It's interesting that you're talking about the Department of Education standards, because they exist, but it seems like there are a lot of stories out there where people are just getting passed along, and they're graduating high school without being able to read and write, and that is scary.
I was talking to an owner of a store here in Keene, last night, and he had some signage that was being put up. We've got a thing called Pumpkin Fest that comes along every fall. Yeah, October 20th. And so he was setting up his storefront, and one of the gals who works in his restaurant was doing the signage for him and spelled till, as in until, T-I-L-L. And he's like, oh, okay, well, you know, not that big a deal. But then
tilling the soil,
right? And then he had made a mention that she needed to stock the pantry or something, and she went back and wrote a note back saying, "I stocked the pantry," spelling it S-T-A-L-K-E-D.
You know what's funny is I was always a good speller growing up.
Which is wrong for anybody listening out there. Doesn't
yes.
get that.
So I was always a really good speller when I was growing up, but now I'm even better at spelling because you get that nice little red squiggly line under it. And when I spell something wrong, if it wasn't just an accident of like typing fast, and I actually don't know how to spell the word, I will look at it for a minute, the correct spelling, and kind of reverse it in my head, and that way it's in there. And the next couple times I spell that, you know, I teach myself how to spell that word if I don't spell it correctly the first time. So we didn't used to have that when we were younger. You just kind of had to memorize how to spell words.
Well, and things like homonyms that sound the same, you know, like stock and stock.
Yes.
The only way that you can really spell those words correctly is if you see them in context, and that's
or
just by reading. Yeah,
yeah,
you have to read.
I read a lot myself, and I think a lot of people don't, and therefore they don't, you know, all they ever do is hear words, and they only ever hear certain words, like whatever's on TV, and generally that's not
like 400
words
or less, is what the average American gets by on.
And I say normal things, like apathy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty certain everybody here knows what apathy means. I said that once in a meeting at work, and everybody was like, and these are kind of like managers and such. And they, what does that mean? What are you talking about? I'm like,
I blame.
Just in my head, I'm like, holy crap.
I blame every teacher who made us read The Great Gatsby in like third grade. I talked about this last night. We spent a lot of time last night talking about schools. But when they would make us read some boring old book that they claimed was a classic, instead of letting people choose what they wanted to read, like on subjects that interest them, when they do that, they instantly say reading is boring and they're ruining it for lots of kids. Like, how many kids get out of high school and never pick up a book again?
Yeah, because probably a lot.
Because all of the reading they had to do in high school was awful.
Yeah, it was all like, what's it, Old English or something, you know, stuff that's outdated and boring. And as opposed
I loved
to, yeah,
The Great Gatsby.
I don't think I've ever read it when I was younger.
This is the show about your calls, 855-450-FREE. We have Abel on the phone from New Hampshire. Coming up next, Free Talk Live.
Another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. Free Talk Live, the show where you can call in and talk about anything you like. 855-450-FREE. Tonight, it's Julia.
Michelle.
Buke.
And as I promised, Abel has been waiting very patiently. We're going to get right into the phone calls here. Abel, are you with us?
Well, I've been listening as well, so it's not just pointless waiting. How you guys doing?
Okay. We're doing good.
Hi, good, Abel. Good. What would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, you know, it was interesting that Puke brought up apathy just before the break. I wanted to talk about apathy.
Fascinating.
And I used to say that statism, you know, was the paradigm that we all swim in or have swum in. Hopefully, some of us have climbed out
swam?
Of it. But,
I like swum. It sounds funny, but I don't know. I'm not sure what's correct.
Swum. Have swum.
Have swum. Wow.
Ooh. Learn something new every day.
Yes. Continue.
There you go. And I'm also, you know, looking at as apathy as the other thing. And you know, it is the nature of the American, I think, you know, who's apathetic, who's you know, particularly about things that are of great importance, you know, that you know, they're not apathetic about the Red Sox or, you know, the Bruins or whatever particular team you happen to be following or, you know, what is it? I mean, you know, watching the Royals or you know, putting your kid through their paces on a kid beauty contest or something like that. I mean, you know, there are so many distractions, and distractions are fine as long as they're not the, you know, the main of people's concerns.
It's really a testament to how wealthy we are as a society.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, a lot of times we're looking at the situation now that seems so dire and upset that people are apathetic. However, they didn't become apathetic yesterday. It came out of being full and content and fed on, not having to struggle a little bit.
Yeah,
and
it's a cultural apathy.
Yeah, the 80s and 90s, money was made really easily, and there was this, it wasn't real money, there was huge credit created during that time.
Yeah, perceived wealth.
Yes, exactly. And so people were just kind of like in that la-la party mode, and then you add to that the fact that like half the country is on some sort of prescription medication.
Yeah.
So you can dull down the senses like that. You're not bothered by things quite as much when you're drugged and happy. So,
true.
So there isn't that natural brain function going, the crap's getting real.
Yeah.
So
let me say something. I think that's part of it, of course, that being well off and, regularly fed and housed and clothed and, able to travel pretty much where we want to go, is part of it. But I think that there's actually, as John Taylor got to, who I brought up, on a call just recently, John Taylor Gatto is saying that the school systems and we're getting to the point where the grandparents of and maybe even sometimes great grandparents of the children that are being grown up in school now actually have gone through this type of indoctrination of having their curiosity killed and their their ability to, think critically and question authority.
I'm not going to blame it on the schools anymore. I'm going to blame it on parents, because even before kids are in school, parents, they're handed a cell phone at age two to play Snake.
Snake, I remember that.
I think there was a point in time when parents, taught their kids, not always, there's good and bad parents all over the place, but some of them at least. I mean, my parents questioned nothing.
Yeah, a lot of parents nowadays, I think, they expect everything to be done for them. The state will help pay for your kids. The state will teach your kids.
Feed them.
Feed them, all that stuff. And it's like, you just have kids and somebody else takes care of them.
Basically, the parents have allowed it to happen, but they were raised in the same system.
Right. It's generations and generations of this happening and just slowly over time progressively geting worse.
Yes, it will.
I think a lot of it has to...
I was born in the 50s, so I've watched a huge chunk of it going on, and it's... I don't know what the answer is. I the answer may be that we just have to have a big crash and, a bunch of people die and, the ones that maybe were a little bit awake make it through and start over again or something. I don't
necessarily think that, a bunch of people need to die. That might be a potential outcome because they haven't prepared and everything. But I definitely do think that we need to see a contraction in the economy. And that people need to, so many times... There are two sides to a coin. On one hand, you've got all these social networking avenues out there that connect us all and that we're able to, send to each other information just in a second, in an instant, and it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
You're not waiting for the Pony Express anymore. On the other hand, it's made people very lazy. And I can't tell you the number of times when people reference something to me, they use Wikipedia. And I like Wikipedia. I like the idea of like open source kind of thing and the marketplace,
sure.
Restraining. On the other hand, not everything on Wikipedia is factual. And just because you have found a site that says something doesn't necessarily mean that it's, in fact,
Well, that's where your critical thinking skills come into play. Nobody has taught that
right
nowadays. Yeah.
I think that
Michelle, you said a contraction in the economy. That sounds like, you know, Orwellian newspeak. What's going to happen in this economy is not going
no,
to be
no, it's just economic speak. It's expansion, contraction, or economic.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, but we're doing the big one this time. You know, compared to the Depression, this is going to be a big one. This is going to,
So more like on the lines of like the Tulip Mania or something like that?
Humanity has not experienced the crushing blow that's going to come at us when the dollar crashes,
maybe.
The whole world is going to crash.
I think the Black Plague was pretty bad.
That was a whole other kind of thing. But there may be actually a greater percentage of people that don't survive what I think is coming to us. I'd like to think that they can, you know, turn the ship around. But I mean, this is the Titanic heading towards the friggin', iceberg. I just don't see it happening.
It's definitely hard to stay positive about it. With things continuing to go downhill, it's really hard to stay positive about it.
Exactly. The only way there could be any reversal, I mean, you know, I think, that, you know, getting Ron Paul elected might have, slowed it down a little bit. I'm really excited about things.
I mean, I've only got one kid at home and he's leaving and, you know, I'm almost 45. So I'm like at the half time mark, you know, of life, supposedly, you know, if I live to be 90 years old. And so I've already had one career and I'm getting ready to have another career and that's exciting. And I think that one thing that we're going to see, with the contracting economy is you'll see the cream rise to the top. Those who would have otherwise, you know, not kind of been washed out with the influx of so much are going to stand out as shiny beings.
Beacons.
And I'm hoping to be one of them.
Thanks for the call, Abel. You can call us 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk about anything you like. 855-450-FREE. Still have time for your call.
Barely. Do it fast.
Yes, do it fast.
Do it.
We'll get right... Oh, I forgot to introduce us. It's Julia here.
Michelle.
Puke. Go.
Okay.
Faster.
We've got Nick on the line from Illinois. Wants to talk about the word till. Hello, Nick. Nick?
Oh,
Nick.
Hello?
Hi.
There he is.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Nick. I would have been lost if I hadn't heard your voice tonight.
Well, thank you. I never know what to say when you heap such praise upon me. Anyway, Michelle, you were talking a couple of segments ago about someone who misspelled the word till.
Well, they spelled till, T-I-L-L, as short for until, not as in till the soil.
Every source I have consulted on this matter says that that is actually correct. They are two separate words with the same meaning. In fact, till is the older word, and until originated as a contraction of till and the Old Norse word und, which is also seen in words like unto. So
very till is, interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, and apparently the word till in that sense has been around since about the year 800 and in its modern usage since about 1300. And this brings me to a broader point that we don't know how wrong we are about a lot of things. And it's easy to be...
judgmental and condescending and stuff?
Yeah. And I'm not saying that you were. I mean...
Oh, I'm totally condescending. Are you kidding? I look forward to people like you telling me that I'm wrong, and I just went and looked up Merriam-Webster's dictionary definition, and you are, in fact, correct. I stand corrected. I love it. I thrive on people saying, "You're so full of crap, lady."
You love being put in your place, don't you?
Oh, now
oh,
you're
my.
Being naughty.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you kind of started it, I mean...
What was that?
Anything else you'd like to share today, Nick?
No, that's all. Oh, wait, actually, I do have one more.
Okay, great. Go.
So, Another peculiarity of the English language, and these tend to be ironed out over time. Well, no, actually, they tend to accumulate over time. They probably both. But the word lie versus say, it's becoming increasingly common for people to use the word lay in place of lie, like, I'm going to go lay down for a nap. You're actually supposed to say, I'm going to go lie down for a nap.
You lie down for a nap.
Yeah, but the confusion there is that the past tense of lie is lay. You know, like, she lies there sleeping, in past tense would be she lay there sleeping. So it's easy to see where that kind of confusion comes from.
Right.
And I wonder if as time goes on, people will just start using the word lay for everything.
Well, English does evolve.
Yeah, and at what point does it become correct?
Right.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about language, and it's kind of the funny thing about law, too, is that they're both those kinds of things where people have this idea that something is wrong, but it seems to me like almost everything that's right today was wrong at some point in the past, and it only became right because it persisted and people gave up resisting it.
I suppose, but, you know, stuff evolves, like Julia said, so, I mean, you know, is it really necessary to constantly fight the good fight for a word?
I like the most sophisticated language possible.
Should we have beaten the crap out of that Webster guy when he decided to write his own dictionary?
Now, I understand what you're saying, because I would say I'm a mid-range grammar and spelling Nazi. It really irks me when people don't know the difference between things like your, and your, right? Because especially because that's so easy. You are apostrophe. Super easy.
Yes.
But like something like this, if someone says lay or versus lie, I mean, I see how, what you're saying and you are correct, but it doesn't bother me in the same way.
You know what would be funny is if Hitler was a really bad speller. Another grammar Nazi would be a nonsensical term.
Yes, that would be funny.
Anyhow.
Anyway,
that's all for tonight.
Thank you so much for the call. We've got time for your phone call. We could squeeze you in, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about the TSA earlier, so I had one more TSA story.
We haven't talked about sex yet.
Oh, have Why we not? We... I didn't know that was a requisite.
Yeah, when I'm on.
It's just
a deal I have with
Mark. Okay, what would you like
Ian.
To talk about?
So, well, gosh, that's not funny. You make it so sterile like that. Okay, so a little offshoot of sex, misogyny.
Okay.
So given that this was the international year of the girl kind of thing, and to tie in the, you know, how have we become so apathetic, and you and I, we were talking earlier about putting on muscle and testosterone and what have you, I would really like to hear from anyone out there who has experienced any sort of reverse gender discrimination. It's upsetting to me that there is that the other day we saw on television, there was a Sunday football game. Now, no one had to be watching it, but if you walked by a television set, you'd see that all the guys were wearing pink because they have to... It's for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If those same men were wearing a T-shirt that said, I love me some titties, they would be considered misogynist. But as long as you're just wearing pink in support of the breast cancer awareness, then you're a supportive man. I think it must be very confusing to be a male.
We actually have a phone call on the line. I want to try to get him in before the show is over.
Sorry.
Darnell.
That's what she said.
How are you?
Well, it's interesting when you were talking about the TSA. I've been kind of following this on the radio with different talk show hosts and then my own experience. And I was flying out west, and first time I flew, you know, everything was fine. I just packed my laptop in my luggage, and everything was great. And they put a little note in there saying that they searched my luggage. Well, okay, you know, I didn't really have any problem with that part because I know they're going to do that anyway. But I went to the scanner the first time. Well, the second time, they pulled me aside, got real mad at me because I had my laptop. It's supposed to be out, they said. And I said, I never saw any rules about that. Well, it's been in effect for, and the guy went through this whole long, elaborate deal about trying. I said, I'm sorry. I said, but that wasn't an issue. Where I was, I said, nobody said anything. There's no rules posted where it said that when I went through there. So, you know, that's how I had to pick.
And anyway, it changes depending on the airport you're at. The rules are always different.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was alluding to. And then there was this guy who was kind of a supervisor, and he's got his eye on me from across the room, you know, watching me as I'm standing there trying to have a logical conversation. To them, it seems that if you, in any way, shape, or form, try to talk about your point of view, why, you're arguing. You're creating a nuisance of yourself, you know, this sort of thing. That's what they want you to do.
Can you imagine if you were in a private business trying to have a discussion with a supervisor or something like that about the service they were giving, and they were started to basically escalate the situation by calling you aggressive, and eventually you get arrested if you mess around with the TSA like that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's if you don't believe in the fact that you're actually within your right. And I'm noticing that people are talking about this, and I think I heard somewhere where it was a group of people that actually approached the TSA. I think it was three or four of them, and they all had different vantage points about the law and different things that were just logically talking, just like you and I are talking now, and they really caused a stink. But, you know, they got a lot of interest generated in what they were talking about. And what I appreciate is that I'm an older American, and I'm hearing more and more young people who are trying to look at this from many different vantage points to try to get people to think. And I really think that's the problem, is that there's so many people who don't think anymore.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Hard to think.
Well, I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with kids, just generations and generations getting slowly getting dumber.
Yeah, you just expect everything to be done for you at some point.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I don't find that that's a good thing.
No,
what
it's
I
not.
Found in my personal life is if I got interested in my health and I started looking and I went from an allopath to a homeopath, and what a difference it's made in my life. And as you get control of your health, all of a sudden you start looking at other things, and then you begin to wonder, and then because you have success in one area, you might be able to have success somewhere else.
But I've got to say that as a parent who's raised three kids who, you know, have always lived outside the box, and they are, you know, quite adept at critical thinking, it's not an easy task, especially when all the other parents and, you know, around just are,
not raising their
children. Exactly. Yeah. So it is a tough road. You just have to maintain your integrity and dignity and press on.
Thanks for the call, Darnell. We are out of time tonight. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Free Talk Live.
Woo!
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.